Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Bashachar in the morning, when he would put on the Bigdei Lavan, Hayalovish Pilusin, he would wear the linen clothes that were thin and very nice, very beautiful. It came from the land of Ramses. Shel Shnei Maser Mona, they were worth 12 mona. Ubeinu Arbayim, when he put on the Bigdei Lavan, Beinu Arbayim, to take out the Kafu Machta, we'll learn about that later on, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Hindavin. So the clothes came from material that was made in the land of Hoidu. That wasn't worth quite as much as the one in the morning. This one was Shel Shmoine Meya Zuz, 800 Zuz. 800 Zuz is 8 mana. And we said that the morning clothes was 12 mana. Now, it says the word bad 4 times when the Torah describes the Bigdei Shachris. One of them is to teach us that the Bigdei Shachris is more chashuv than the ones he wore later on. Divi Reb Meir, as they had Reb Meir. The Chachamim, the Chachamim say, B'shachar hayu loy b'shal shmoy nasar mana. The ones he wore in the morning would cost 18 mana. Ubein hu rabayim shal shnei nasar mana. And the ones that he wore during the Avodah of Bein hu rabayim were 12. Hakol, if you add it up together, 18 and 12, shloy shemana, you have 30. Why is the Mishnah telling us this? We know how to add. Zakta batnur, it's to teach us that if, let's say, the ones of the morning were worth a little less and the ones in the afternoon were worth a little more, it's not a problem. Elu, these 30 mana, who paid for this? Zakta Mishnah Mishel Tzibur, it came from the money that belonged to the Tzibur. The Imratza Lahoysif, if he wanted to add on and spend even more money on it, Moisif Mishalai. If he wants, he can make the morning ones worth a little less and the afternoon ones worth a little bit more. That's what the Mishnah stresses. We just need a sum total of 30. Then he would have to pay from his own money. But there had to be an official statement that he's totally giving it over to Hegdash.